Fundamental Series 1, Lesson 1. Description of the chart of the mighty I Am Presence. Voice of the I Am, February 1937. The lower figure represents the human or flesh body. The upper figure represents the individualized presence of God, which is the electronic body of the mighty I Am Presence. Between the flesh body and the presence is the higher mental body, a form just as tangible in its own octave as your flesh body is here, but not illustrated on the chart. It is your discriminating, selective intelligence. The higher mental body knows the perfection of the presence and also the imperfection, the undesirable creation which the human has drawn about itself, but will not accept the imperfection into its world. The ray of light, which goes from the heart of the presence through the top of the head, anchoring within the heart of the flesh body, is the life, the light, the substance, the energy, the intelligence, and the activity by which the physical body has life and is enabled to move about. When your attention goes to the mighty I Am Presence, this ray of light and energy begins to intensify and expand until the points of light within every cell of the flesh body responds to it. Then the process of throwing off the denser qualities of the flesh body begins. As this intensifies, the radiance forms a tube of light about the flesh body. You can call the presence into action to make it so invincible, so impenetrable, that even a bullet cannot penetrate it. This becomes an invincible wall of light enfolding you, and no human thought, feeling, or suggestion can penetrate it or disturb you in any way. This is one of the greatest needs of mankind today. The violet flame flowing up through and around the lower figure represents the violet consuming flame, which is released by your mighty I Am Presence when you call for its action to be passed through you and your world to consume all discordant creation, past and present. The use of the violet consuming flame is imperative. It is the only means by which all undesirable accumulation can be forever dissolved, consumed, and its cause and effect annihilated. Everyone should call the presence into action to pass the violet consuming flame from the feet up through the physical, emotional, and mental bodies like a blowtorch, dissolving and consuming forever every undesirable thing or condition which the human has drawn about itself. This is the only means by which you can become free from the wheel of birth and rebirth, free from the hundreds and perhaps thousands of embodiments in which you have lived. Anyone who thinks it is not necessary or imperative to use the violet consuming flame will find his great mistake too late. There is no human being on earth that is an exception to this mighty law. Everyone in this world has felt discordant feelings, spoken negative words, and thought imperfect and discordant thoughts, which means just so much substance and energy qualified with discord, all vibrating within the body and around it in the individual's aura. Everyone who has ever accomplished the ascension, beloved Jesus included, had to use this violet-consuming flame to dissolve his own human creation before the substance of his flesh body could vibrate at a rate that would enable it to ascend. This is what took place when his body was in the tomb, and why his body was undisturbed at that time. All must do this someday, and it is the only way by which anyone can free himself and become master everywhere he moves in the universe. When you sincerely and firmly give attention to your beloved mighty I Am presence, your ascension begins that moment. The practical part of this true understanding is that when you give your attention firmly to your presence, the ray of light and energy from your presence begins to intensify and expand, causing the rapid expansion of the light within every cell of your body until the earth loses its attraction for the body. Then, as the attention continues to the presence, the finer part of the flesh body ascends and is absorbed into the higher mental body. Thus, the transformation from the human into the divine takes place. All sense and appearance of age leaves the face and body. The hair returns to its natural color, and the clothing dissolves into the garments of the higher octaves. Then the finer part of the flesh body is drawn into the higher mental body, and it ascends into the electronic body of the mighty I Am presence. When the individual becomes the ascended being, which beloved Jesus, Saint Germain, and hundreds of others are, this is the individual's eternal body of light that never changes. The ascended being can raise or lower the rate of vibration of his or her body and make it visible or invisible at will in the human octave. This is how the ascended masters appear and disappear at will. There's nothing spiritualistic about this. It is just a mighty, divine law of life in perfect action, heretofore not understood. The ascended master is as far above a disembodied individual as light is above darkness. The ascended master is the conqueror over so-called death, while the one who has passed through death has failed to hold the mastery or control of the substance and energy of the body. Therefore, he must return in another baby body, grow up, try again to attain his victory by keeping his physical body harmonious long enough for his beloved mighty I Am presence to release through it the full power of light and love, and thus expand the perfection of itself, which is the ascended master's victory, the ascension. The color radiance around the presence represents the accumulation of all the good from all the past lives of the individual. It is a great storehouse of energy which the individual has earned. This great energy will be released into physical use when enough attention has been given to the beloved mighty I Am presence. Around the lower figure or flesh form is the accumulation of whatever irritable, destructive qualities the individual has generated through the centuries. The great mercy of the beloved mighty I Am presence is that few are ever permitted to see the discordant accumulation. This is why it is imperative to call the presence to use the violet-consuming flame each day until this discordant accumulation is completely dissolved and consumed. At the left of the lower figure is Mount Shasta, where some of the experiences of unveiled mysteries took place. At the right are the Teton Mountains, where the retreat, the Royal Teton, is located. It is in this retreat that the great assembly of the ascended masters meets twice each year to render a mighty service of light, love, and perfection for the freedom and blessing of mankind and the earth.